I, Mark, chapter 3, the third chapter in the Gospel by Mark. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the seventh day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the men which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? That they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto this man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. The great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him. As many as had plagues, unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him, and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. And Simon, his surname Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into an house. and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Hear, I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemy wherewith soever they shall bless be. But he that shall bless be against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiven him. That is in danger of eternal damnation, because they say he hath an unclean spirit. There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek it for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother, or my brethren? And he looked around about on them which sat about it, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. May the Lord bless his word, Jesus the Christ. Lord, we appear once more before thee, the eternal and everlasting God, the God of infinite justice, and yet in thy dear Son, Lord Jesus Christ, thou art a God of great mercy. It is thy mercy that we plead, to bring my big favors to come before the mercy seat. Know the power that alone cometh down from heaven and enables one or more to seek thy face and pour out our heart desires before thee. Not to be deceived or left to deceive others. Oh, if thy gracious will condescend, rend the heavens, come down, then all the mountains shall flee down of thy presence. Bless the word we've been reading. May it be a living word in our souls. May our souls be so quickened and made alive to understand what we read. Oh Lord, look down upon us, and may we be favored to know a little within our hearts experience whom thou hast touched by the power of thy grace, of thyself in thy gracious acts toward the children of men. Doubt that thou hast separated for thyself to show forth thy presence. Lord, we desire a token of thy love. Well, two or three are gathered together in thy name. There thy word declares thou art in the midst. Oh, control us, Lord. Sit upon the throne of our afflictions while we're here. May we leave the things that are behind. May we be raised above the troubles of this earth. May we know the descending of the dew resting upon our spirit. May we have a faith filled of thyself through the lattice, Lord. It is thyself we need, and thou canst send forth the blessing where thou hast appointed that blessing to be received. Thou knowest every heart. Thou knowest where we dwell. Thou knowest, Lord, where we shall each be through a long eternity. Oh, to be right. To have some sweet earnest, some blessed touch, thou wilt say to our souls, come up. Lord, we need thee to teach us, and we need thee to grant that high song, that we might see our teachers. and hear a voice behind us saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Here with Paul, thou wast anointed with a gracious anointing to go forth in thy holy name. Thou can supply their need, and in that hour thou givest them. Thou can give them what thou shalt say, and cause thy word through them an instrument of thine to be blessed to waiting souls. Bless the minister, Lord, in these solemn days when before go before him in the untrodden steps that lie before him in the solemn work he is engaged. Oh, encourage him to look unto thee. Thou often revealed to be at the ends of the earth. Lord, bless all thy servants. Thou knowest them all. We know. Thou entered Judas among thy disciples, that the scripture might be fulfilled, causing us to tremble, Lord, before thee. Oh, that thou wilt go before thyself. Let there be one union, a spiritual union between thee. Bless thy people. Thou knowest what is best for them, and thou makest no mistake. Lord, supply by thy matchless grace. Pardon our sins. Forgive our iniquity. Lead us into thy truth. We are called as a little people to be thankful to thee for once more meeting together in our bedroom. Thou hast made it in years past to be the birthplace of many souls. Still continue. Thine arm is not shortened that it cannot save, for thy ear heavy that it cannot hear. We commit all to thee, and enable us by the Spirit, the grain of faith, to trust thee, and to leave all the future in thy keeping. We thank thee for all thy goodness. We long to have our heart touched by the Spirit of gratitude, that we might bless thee from the depths of our soul. For thou art worthy of all praise. We ask these mercies with the pardon of our sins, in the name of Jesus. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. Chapter 8, Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, verses 10 to 12. You'll find these words. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Very great favor, if ever you and I are found among these blessed people, bound up in that covenant, that new covenant flowing forth from a precious cross. The old covenant demanded, and if not fulfilled, one of that covenant broken was equal to all. What a mercy not to be left to our sins. Oh, none of us here will be. To spend an eternity where the worm dieth not, the fires never quit. Where, my dear friends, your sins and the guilt will be constantly accusing you. And now peace, and that through eternity. That it was not to be left like that. There was a people in the day and every day that should be brought forth to come within this second covenant. And my friends, take away Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Son of Man, there'd be no hope for him. What a mercy, infinite mercy, for any here this night living for eternity. Eternity's been laid over with divine power to separate you. And our natural state has no thought of eternity. A soul filled with time and yet every moment of time that passes away, young or old, is we're drawing nearer to a vast eternity. There's a time, and that time is now alone to God. God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When each one that the Father hath given unto Jesus Christ shall be brought forth out of darkness into his marvelous light. If you ever sang, there is a period, now to God, when all his sheep redeemed by blood shall leave the hateful ways of sin and turn to the fold and entering. It's not you in yourself. There's been a light and a knowledge greater than the sun in the firmament. It is the Sun of Righteousness kindling a light within the soul, staying you in the way, beautifully set forth when Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor of his dear people, was cut down, and his letters went with him. But who was nerve? Who was close to the head of the government? Jesus. My dear friend, whatever manner God uses, then it's the same spirit that quickeneth. While the flesh profiteth nothing, he's near you. If he's ever quickened thy soul. Whether you have felt God's a sovereign and his sovereignty is shown in these works of grace. Some have had to pass under condemnation of breaking the law longer than others. When I called to man that day that I sat down before the Lord and thought the next hour I should be in hell, he was near. I didn't know it. My friend, before the fall, it was all ordered in the heavens above, and every name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and every name written on the palms of his hand, never out of his sight, becoming. Will it be a rope to come out of Moab, or an Esther to stand before a monarch for the great purpose of salvation of the Jews? Whether it be you or me, that have had to now there has been a change, and that change you'll never be able to comprehend it, but it came. We read here that it is the great analyst to see it is this that now man shall teach his neighbor that they shall know the Lord. Is no man, as I said this morning, could ever save the soul, their own soul, for another. But they for all shall know me. All shall know me, from the least of them unto the greatest. The distinctions made, it's all the same love, my friend. It's all the same grace. It's that a part born deeper and farther away from salvation than others. All sinners in God's sight. You marry now what it has been, as I said, to be cut down in a moment. And the apostle never forgot it. And what I love about the apostle Paul was this. He never forgot the people he was taken from. Now, he had a prayer that the Lord would have mercy consistent with his will. There's no despising another in the call by grace. For all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. So that soul of Tarsus was as precious unto a triune God and a precious Savior as Ruth, who had the same desire wrought in her soul and the same sacred power to leave Moab and all that belonged to her behind. Thy people, I shall be mine. Beautiful is that, my friends. That's grace. Where thou dodgest, I will not. And where thou diest, I will die. And there will I be buried. The poor, afflicted, cast down, empty Naoma, that I did not wish her name to be called Naoma anymore, but call me Mary, for the Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. Not all bitterness was in the covenant. She was in the covenant. The Lord hath dealt solemnly with her, take her husband and her son. There a division had to be made. They both had natural love unto the mother-in-law, but one never went back to Moab when she left it. Why? The Lord had put a law in her heart, in her mind. A man very wonderful, you know. We don't bless God enough for it. The most part it may be filled with the duties of life. And before you were called by all the world, comes down and writes on your mouth. Ruth was not the first that God wrote in her heart as well as her mind and made her steadfast, so that the one mark of election love, which many are often tried and all of God's people tried with it, made her willing in the day of his power. What did she have to go out with? Her God. Her God. And she had that which every child of God gives and receives. Little pig given in his own time. I will be to them of God, and they shall be to me of people. And that's the foundation for it. I will be to them of God. Just speaking of Ruth, where did we see, or could we see, that God was with her? Where she went out with an empty apron to the wind, dressed in honor of God. There's been many a minister, many a child of God, in that exercise of living life have gone up with empty, but for the gout of the field. That wonderful grace, that blessed grace, that one only given to those in the covenant. It's not what you will do, they shall do it. You might kick against it in the days before it touched your heart. You might even have mocked the children of God in the day that when it made you willing. And those you mocked, you were glad to sit at their feet and hear the blessing God gave them. Why? There was a shell in it. What of God's power on his throne they shall come. With weeping and with supplication will I lead them. He's to be your God. The day came with Ruth and she did not just marvel the empty riches, both in her soul and unprovidence increased. So do you come to step into the mercies of a covenant God, and there you can leave your providence as well as yourself to be placed again. Have mercy. You've got, you have received an evidence of that mark in your soul by prayer and supplication. Beautiful son. The persecutor's prayer. Beautiful son. Hannah, with all her reproaches given, holding our lips. Beautiful sight, sin. When I knew in my early days, a miller and his wife were very godly women. Their son came in with the hollow of his hand blown out by the gun he carried going off quickly. And the husband came in from the mill. And that dear godly woman in the vast heat of the fire, in the depth of the flood she was to pass through, she looked at her husband and said, that hand will never come off. God has told me that that hand shall be as old as the other. It's what you get from a covenant guy. You get a covenant, well, brought to Oxford Hospital. Oh, but one God surgeon says, have it all. The Lord knows how to do, you know. He reduces down sometimes, like he did Gideon's army, that they shall know the Lord's fighting their battle, and that they might know that their Lord is their God, and that they might come closer still and know that there is people by what he's doing for. One said no. I have one more thought, and you know they treated him, and his hand became as old as the other. It's gone heaven. You see, what's wrote in your mind, and with the pen of the Holy Spirit, Spirit in his sovereignty and grace remains. Something to go to heaven with, doesn't it? After her call, and after being given the spirit of liberty, she was called to pass through this trial or the other. Now God knows best what you to pass through. He makes no mistake. And you could never go aside from what he will do. He says, I'll write them in their heart. He gave you a right heart. It's a very pure heart. It contains the blessing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, and they shall know God. And you'll not have to tell another, and ask them, he'll tell you there's been many and many a secret soul of God's dear children that have not told to others till he appeared for them. There's been many a hidden spot, sometimes in a field behind an edge, or in a hut, oh, in the coal yard, or wherever God laid the weight on you, or in your own room, and all, when they wrote something in your heart. What was that? I will be to you a God, God of infinite mercy, thou a God of justice, a God of omnipotence. Is anything to ask for me? A God, my friends, that knoweth every part of you. A God that may command you to go up the mount and take that which is nearest to you and offer him up on the altar of your prayer and your love and your desire, and you give him to God to direct him and to bless him. That's where he writes that in your heart. Something firm, a foundation, something that all the storms cannot remove, because your life is hid in Christ your God. He says, they shall know me. Now I speak reverently, There will be no strangers to God in it. You couldn't be hidden if there were. The great thing is, and the great purpose is to know a little of him here. And how shall you know thy salvation? Come down, Satan. Your place is not upon the tree. I'm going with you into the house. And the cooking of salvation come to your house. Come to your soul. And take repentance for me, willing to do everything that is right. In the sight of God, there is Jesus God. Did he ever come to your house? Is there a spot where he has come especially to you, as if you were the only one that he came to, because you felt you were the only key? Oh, they shall know. Thou shalt know me as you go forth in thy pleasure to all them. And we will not see what we said this morning. He knew Daniel with all the arms round him. And Daniel knew him. And had he never been in that den, God had a purpose for him. That he might know my God. Oh, my friend, if you and I could lay down our heads tonight on the pillow, Mr. Marsh, if we got a pillow to lie on, you say, my God, he's a fair fool. Taken away your slavic fear. He's silent Satan. He's brought you where you've had to take the shoes off your feet and dare to stand on holy ground. I shall know. My friend, not all the belongings of this world, which is good in its place, but they are exceeding. Think of that in the world of silence, falsely so called, like the Tower of Babel in that early time. They think they can reach up into the infinitive tall clouds. You wonder if they won't wish and know God in his dreams. Because he's a God of vengeance, and with him actions of faith. And if he writes on the wall, and my friends, and he places us in the balance as we are found wanting. What if we, will he ask himself among them all? He ever will it. They're the pillars of the earth, if they are dispersed. They are those that he's been brought to know in the great channel of salvation. What is that? Why, they live near his heart. He died for him, suffered for him. They call him the Hirsaphat, the prince of devils. He suffered, but he suffers where you and I could never fathom. as the greatest of all, may they have mercy. To be now and there, you ever felt forsaken of your God? You've never gone to the depths he was. Now, it is for this purpose that you'll never be forsaken by him. If you might be forsaken the minute that have clung to you, but not of your God. Now, and he took one to heaven with him. Before he ascended up on high, he took his head to the dying feet. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Thou last few moments of his mortal life as a sinner was lightened with the Sun of Righteousness and all that sacred power and the voice of heaven and the precious Christ telling him to be with him in paradise. That's reality. Nothing but reality shall do to live by or die by. No, he says they shall all know me. And I love the expression, from the least. From the least of the integrated. Maybe some more private lips than others. But I tell you this, they'll all be the knowest. Then he'll say as he did, when he gave the parable of the feast, the man that said, at the end of the table, come up higher. He marketh your Christ. He marketh your size. He marketh your prayers. And if you cannot pray, he knows the deep thoughts of your woman. He knoweth your frame. And he remembereth that you are just. And these sacred, blessed promises and these earnestness of the truth of God is wrought in your soul that you might know it. Have you now learned to be a Savior? Well, I will be merciful to the unrighteousness. Mercy. We that should be punished, we that should indeed receive his anger, is merciful, and he gives a mercy seat, and blesses the gifted one, where he dwells, between the cherubim, he dwells there for you, poor sinner. Dwells. I don't know your burdens or feelings. You do not know mine. They may be very secret to us, but wherever there is a burden, he knows it. Our sorrows in the scales he weighs, and he measures up our pain. They shall know. Is 4,000. There's nothing to feed them with. They've come down to be with the round to hear and to see Jesus in you next. Whatever you hear, let some tired loaves and a few fishes bring to them. They beheld the Son of God. His disciples had to behold that. We didn't always see it. Like his disciples now, while we're in the flesh, We cannot always believe and be quiet, and now all things are working together for good. And he looked up to him. And that's where he'll have you look. In a very blessed place it is to you. And my frenzy took me with a deep breath. He asked that his father's blessing. He gave it to his disciples, and he gave them the bread today. I'm a witness of it. I've many times gone in the pulpit empty, many times. Wondered if we could say a word. And it came the door of utterance, when a life call's taken off the altar and touches the poor trembling lips. He gave the blood, he must give it. And they gave it to his disciples, and they to the multitude. And after all, there was a basket gathered up, and the bread was full. There's nothing lost. I speak reverently. If God has blessed you in the past, and he has blessed you and give you some Ebenezers and hell misers, he's none the less for that. He has more to give you. Because the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. You only draw a little, like a little in a cup from the sea, it still flows. So, my friend, it pleased the Father that in his dear Son all fullness of grace. There's some outrising. Isn't there some little fight springing up? Isn't there some desire to cast out your poor on the mercy seat, your poor desire? From a poor Christ, I've never known him to leave when you needed him most, friend. That's the secret. Never. I had to pray for my reason years ago, lest it should be beaten away when under a severe breakdown. That reason was never taken away. Now, has he not appeared to you all? And as I said this morning, in giving you a few Ebenezers and Elmisers, is there no evidence that he has known your soul in adversity? And that he's been merciful to you in your unrighteousness, then you've had the very essence of love, me, with an everlasting love, with loving kindness of my throne, and their sins. Oh, think of it. Think of it. Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. I'll think of him again. Ye are clean. I've washed in my blood. I've redeemed thee by a greater price than ever you could find. The Redeemer. And in Job's darkest days, he could say, I know. I often thought, the Lord knew him, you know. He had a deep purpose where he had to pass the prophecy. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. You that have had the worms that destroyed his body, he should see it. down in the deepest distress, down where the waves seemed to overwhelm you, down where it wondered if where he had ever come out from it all. There at the rock bottom with his strength, and know that my Redeemer's in. Oh, my friends, they shall all know. He knew more about his Jesus, his Redeemer, than his three friends that tried to come and tempted him and added to his troubles. Ah, my friends, you had to pray for them in the end, you know. You had to pray for them. Oh, you see, they shall all know. You won't leave any little wonder. They're very precious. Sometimes the little pearls are the most precious that you can hardly see, literally. But if you would see no value in them, they are precious. And are not the jewels of a precious Christ from his redeeming love? Are they not precious in his sight? Even thus, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his seed. Blessed souls. Why? Because he's gathered them all. There's a reality in it. Oh, yes, he said, I'll be merciful to them. He from sin greatly, didn't he? And oh, how low he sank in his poor mind. Never expected the Lord would ever look on it. But he did, you know. He did. Is he not, my dear saint? He lay very near his breast. If sinners can say, and only they, how precious is the Savior, they shall all know me. They shall all know me. And I do not know a greater favor than when he calls his dear children in their youth. They might have many years before them. They might not. But all to be called. For he setteth the godly alone by for himself. Something to go through the world with. Yes. Something to go to heaven. What is that, you say, in his mercy to your unrighteousness and mine? Why, he's given you an anchor. If he's given you an anchor, he holds it in heaven and the other end's in your soul. You can go through the thickest and deepest waters and the strongest storms. Till your little bark, that earthen vessel in which the treasure is, gets swayed to and fro. You fall down, in other words, and when there's none to help. Yet it brings you all sight to death. What was Paul saying? Fear not, boy. Fear not. You're all coming back safe to land. You need not kill. You need not destroy. They'll all come safe to land. If they come in the vessel as it was, in all its perfection as made by man, no. Pieces of poor, all broken. They come to land in the power Paul Jesus and those that believe with him in their God. And where have you come to them? In the power of the covenant God. Yes. He I just said it this morning, because I could swell by no greater he swore by himself. In oath and in promises and in man. If he's given you a thus saith the Lord, you have something to go on. You have something to go on. You want to venture into something. You hardly know whether it's right in the sight of your God or not. That's the right way to come. Better than go boldly, but in your own strength, but come boldly to the throne of grace. That's where you can come. Commit it to him. And directly you commit it to him, the ram's caught in the bush. There's the ram can be offered up, and you can take your Isaac back with you. Yes, my friend. They shall all know. All of them. And now is this all that the Father giveth unto me. Thou shalt come unto me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And you're a favorite people, aren't you? Now the favorite people. Who would have thought that little babe lying in the ark of rushes made by the dear mother of the child should rise to the position he did and be one of God's servants? Think of it. All them things to say we're one of God's servants. I could tremble sometimes. If it was not now and again from the tried and tempted people of God, we've had some sweet assurances. We've had nothing to do with the blessing. God has done it. And I often desire for those who venture in his great and holy name that they may have some promise from him. When his name upon me, honoring them because he called them with a special call to that solemn work. He blesses them. He has a work to do. Two servants of God are not the same. As not a servant of God, and we know not the moon. Oh no. We don't know his people, only that he reveals and knows they are his people. But he knows everyone. Thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. He goes in the strength of his God. When his hand, Moses' hand, began to be weary, he sent two girls to him up while he prayed. And when he felt to be alone, and he saw them all worshipping the calf, what did he do? He sought his God, and God gave him this, that in my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. So you see, dear friends, he knew it, and he knows it. As the Job said, he knoweth the path that I take, and when he hath tried me. When he's tried me, you shall come forth as good, a permanent, the devil. Your wife, your husband, your business, your children that lie close to you, when he draws you for them, what did he cause you to do? He watched as well as pray. Watch as well as pray. You'll see, dear friends, They shall not have to tell you to know the Lord, for they shall all know, from the least unto the greatest. And the humblest soul lay at Jesus' feet and puts the crown on his sacred head and crowns him Lord of all. Amen.
Thank you.
desire that they should stand up. As they are now favored to meet in our little place once more and sing, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And abide with us now and forever.